Hamnets. Mr. Bender.
Mr. Bender is
still here.
This is a hearing in accordance with Regulation 4BAC 2025-10, essentially a public review request by Mr. Edward M. Bender of Cheriton, Virginia, to license and locate 3-pound nets at new locations in the lower eastern Chesapeake Bay. And if you look at this overview graph here, this figure here, in the red, right here, just a little below Old Plantation Creek, is one proposed site. The green bars coming out from shore are other pound net sites all the way down. Here is site number two, which will be referred to as site number two, off Fisherman Island. And here is site number three, the most southerly of the proposed pound net sites by Mr. Bender. And so you have site one, site two right here, and site three. You have an attachment one, and that is about the third double page back in your evaluation. And that provides the staff letter where Mr. Bender is instructed concerning the regulatory requirements of Chapter 25. Also, I'll tell you that the notice was duly advertised, and that is in your packet as well. It's actually on the back of the third double page. If your copies are double-sided, I think they are. And you can see the exact coordinates are listed for the three proposed sites for pound nets. You also have in your packet that Mr. Bender did, in accordance with the regulation, advertise in the Eastern Shore News, and that is in your packet. And that is actually at the eighth double page back in your evaluation. You'll also see that Mr. Bender contacted the three property owners, which the regulation says if you're within 500 feet, you need to be contacted, and that's attached and is at the ninth double page mark in your evaluation. So just to talk a little bit about this first site, and I'll blend together some of the public comments, but also come back to the public comments because we do have two comments on this proposal. At site number one, it's about 1,200 feet from south of Old Plantation Creek, and as you can see, there had been quite a bit of activity here, and in general, all throughout this area, the lower part of the Eastern Shore, through time, there had been numerous upon numerous pound nets. And so one thing to consider as you look at these are, when we talk about the public comments, what really is new here. It's a new site, but certainly this is an area that has known many pound nets over time and still does. Site number one, working with the engineering and surveying department, we did find that there was some SAV periodically at this site. However, when we checked and went back in time, and it's in your evaluation on the back of the second page, there was nothing there in 2011 or 2010, nor 2006, and it keeps going on years all the way back into the 90s. In 2007 to 2009, there was low-density SAV, but it was only in touch with a portion of where this proposed pound net would be. So staff called Dr. Robert Orth of VIMS, and his information was that this is an area where it can be patchy and ephemeral distributions of SAV. It was not something that he felt that any type of pound net structure would impede, since it was already, as you can tell from the years it wasn't there, sort of ephemeral. and he indicated, if anything, there might be a positive benefit from a pound net that might trap some of the flowers of the SAV at that site. So, in summary, Dr. Orth felt this was not a problem area for any type of SAV. If we look at sites number 2 and number 3, there are comments in your packet about perhaps some navigational problems, and I'll show you some charts about that in a few minutes. But in essence, staff can't really find any navigational problems with site number 2. It is off Fisherman's Island, about 1,300 feet, I think, roughly, and there is a channel that you'll see in a minute that heads up this way, almost like an inverted V, and it doesn't seem to be any navigational problems. In site number 3, there are some situations that are reported with one of the letters of complaint, Ms. Susan Rice, that the wildlife refuge has had difficulties with the mean low water here and where Mr. Bender's pole, inshore pole or poles, may be. And if you have Mrs. Rice's letter towards the back, if you want to look at that, she claims that this has been sort of a problem of the past. I will allow your judgment on that when you talk to Mr. Bender, because Mr. Bender called staff and indicated that he was working with Ms. Rice through time for that, but it's a very dynamic area, and it's one where mean low water is not always mean low water the next time you turn around in time. The second situation was staff called law enforcement over on the Eastern Shore, talked to acting Captain Ballard. He indicated that law enforcement has never really had to remedy any situations because of this location generally before where Mr. Bender has had pound nets. Rather, there have been calls, and the answer has always been for the wildlife refuge, it's federal property. It's up to the federal property to determine the mean low water mark. So a little bit of contrast perhaps from the letter that you have, and I'm not sure whether Ms. Rice is here to speak on behalf of that. But I'm going to move along a little bit and just show you again that here's the site number 1 application, the most northern application. And here also you have a site of another pound net, but there are others, as you saw, go down the shore. And this gives you an idea. Here's site number 1 proposed, the other pound nets in green. These are stake gill nets in the pink color. Here we get a look at site number 2 and site number 3. Here's the channel that was mentioned, and there were some navigation thoughts that came about. That there might be problems, but engineering surveying indicates this is about a 650-foot distance, and even if there's cutting of the channel by vessels, there's still probably 450 feet less. Site number 3, you might see something that will look a little different, and that is the fact that there is an adjacent stake gill net, which is right now just a license, not a structure, but for Edward Mark Bender's father, Edward H. Bender, has this license right here. Of the 3 proposed sites, site 1 and 2 have the minimum of 900 feet that is required for pound nets. Site 3 at this time does not. The distance here is probably 200 feet. In speaking with the applicant, Edward M. Bender, he indicated that there is no problem whatsoever, that if he's granted this third location, then this would be forfeited by his father. And so just let you know that now, because that's going to be part of the staff recommendation. I think if we can look a little bit at the public comments that came in, there was a Mr. Michael Fleming who contacted staff, and Mr. Fleming had some general comments, but he really was against any type of pound nets being near any type of state-owned reef. And the closest reef, if I can go back, the closest reef might be here with Cabbage Patch. I'm doing it very roughly, which is 2.18 miles. He also mentioned, if you can pick it up, some of the concrete ships down in here, and mentioned those in his letter, but in essence he wants everything to be at least a mile off, and the closest is 2 miles. Cabbage Patch is actually 2.18 miles. Miss Rice is the refuge manager of Fisherman Island, and she has several concerns. One, of course, is that it's a migratory bird area, it's a nesting area, and she thinks that human interactions don't mix well with bird life, and staff understands that very well. At the same time, as you've seen from these various figures, there's been lots of human interaction already. It's not a novel approach to introduce a pound net there, and you know, that has been through time. So staff does not feel that if you look in your packet at the 6 guidelines which were established by Article 11, Section 1 of the Constitution, and are also part of Chapter 25, that any of these 6, which include other reasonable uses, marine resources, tidal wetlands, adjacent or nearby properties, water quality and submerged vegetation, staff would think if any of these were caused to be in conflict because of a pound net, the commission would not authorize the license to the pound net, but staff does not find that to be the case. The other comments of Ms. Rice are also that perhaps Site 2 might be an area that caused the navigational conflict, and also might be an area where it might affect migrating birds. There might be some shoaling. I think it would be very difficult for staff to say that that would be the case with that one structure there. The main concern on site number 3, again from Ms. Rice, is she is recommending that Mr. Bender establish his nearshore pole 165 feet from off Fisherman Island. And I think the difficulties with the mean low water, which I mentioned, are pretty well established. But the other situation is if Mr. Bender moves more than 10 feet off of mean low water, then he's subject to the National Marine Fisheries Service and to our own regulations now, modified leader restrictions, where he would have to change the array of his net, where the bottom third of the pound net can be regular pound net mesh, but the top third are those hard lay lines that you're familiar with from other presentations by staff. And certainly there are other nets located here which aren't going to be subject to those restrictions. And so, again, you may want to hear from Mr. Bender concerning his interactions with the wildlife refuge. I think that gives you maybe a better idea of how far offshore the second net is, or second net to be proposed. And this gives you an idea of the second net, maybe a better idea in relation to this channel and where the third net is. There is no doubt that based on a previous presentation that you had from the commissioner concerning the code and sort of the lack of information about how to look at these situations in the past before there was a public review process, and there was also information you've received before about the 1950s and 60s. There were 1,000 pound nets in Virginia. Since 1994, there's been a maximum of 161, and I looked at the current amount of nets. Out of 161, 132 have been licensed. 23 are forfeited, and there's 29 that haven't done anything yet. So there continues to be this 161 cap, but because of the forfeiture associated with great trout, the number is much less. And frankly, if you looked at seasonal pound nets throughout the bay that start maybe in March and run right through to Thanksgiving, there's not very many. I mean, there's probably in the 60s of those types of nets. So this is just to give an indication that one thing that has happened with having this public review is that a lot of times it will catch the attention of the public. They may not take the time to figure out what the review is all about, what the criteria are about, and there are some comments that are less exacting as to the regulatory requirements than others. I think in the case of Ms. Rice, she has some pragmatism because in her letter she indicates towards the end, if the commission does authorize these pound nets, then please allow for the distance to be further offshore. So I think in saying that, one way that staff looked at that was that Ms. Rice has an understanding that the human interactions are already there in this area.
Isn't that contingent upon relinquishing that?
So I probably didn't miss too much, but I would like to say that staff recommends approval of pound net number one to the north, pound net number two, which is off Fisherman Island. And for pound net number three, staff would have conditional approval based on Edward H. Bender forfeiting his state gillnet license prior to any licensing of that most southerly pound net off Fisherman Island.
Gillnet.
I think that's what I have, Commissioner.
Thank you. Questions for Rob at this point? Seeing none, Mr. Bender? Let me swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Edward Mark Bender. I guess I don't have a whole lot to say. One thing I'd like to say, I've been fishing on Fisherman's Island since the mid-70s. And pound net location number three here, it's probably 200 feet off from where we fished all for 30, 40 years. I got Ms. Rice's letter here, and towards the end of it, it was by the part, by the 50-meter deal where she wants me to be 150 feet off. Well, the total length of the whole net is only 300 and some feet long, and that's due to the slope of the bottom. If I get more than 300 and some feet off the beach, then I'm over my head. So that's the reason it's only that length. And then I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place with NOAA, and I'm not sure quite what y'all's law is about how close I got to be to the beach, but it's considered an inshore pound net, and according to the law, I got to be within 10 feet of the low water mark. Well, the low water mark changes all the time there. I've asked Ms. Rice to come out there, and you mark where you think you own, and I'll abide by that. Well, she come out there one time, or somebody did, and they had a pole. It must have been 200 feet off the beach. And, you know, I don't even really want to get to the beach, but NOAA's making me get to the beach. Most time, any net that I put to the beach gets tore down by ground swell and whatever. I'm so close to the ocean, you know, it's kind of a tough place to fish down there. It's a lot of evil down there. But, that's about it.
Do you actually have these nets in hand? Are you ready to set them if you get approval?
No, I probably won't fish either one of these till next year.
Next year.
And I take that back. Location number one, I would probably fish this fall, and the other two would be next year.
Here's one of my concerns is fact that your father has a state GILMET that...
I've got a... somewhere here.
What I'm hoping you have is something signed by your father saying he will give it up. My attorney sitting here and I both know your father quite well, and we always like to get things in writing.
Sorry about that. And congratulations about your new job.
Thank you.
Good man, Park.
It says, I, Edward H. Bender, upon approval by VMRC of Edward M. Bender's application for new PoundNet locations, wish to turn in and relinquish my state GILMET location and license located north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel at Fisherman's Island. And then it's signed by him.
May I?
You may.
If I may, sir, are you familiar with your father's signature?
Yes.
And this is his signature on this letter?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, just because it wasn't notarized.
Okay.
And you're under, and you've been put under oath.
I didn't know, Rob.
No, that's okay. I mean, you're under oath, right?
Yeah.
You promised to tell the truth.
Old truth and nothing but.
And you said you're familiar with your father's signature,
yeah.
And that's it.
Matter of fact, I saw him sign it.
And you saw him sign it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're clear on the record. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Question? Yeah, Mr. Fox.
Question on the GILMET. There's stakes all along the GILMET. Would he pull up those stakes? Oh, I mean,
there's no stakes there currently right now because just about every year everything gets pulled down, tore up, whatever. Down. Now, I've got pilings about the only thing that stayed down there. You know.
But when he abandons it, there won't be any stakes left.
No, my pine that'll go right in that location. There won't be anything. There's nothing there. Right. There's one pole right there now about 6 feet of sand, about 3 feet right close to the beach, but... That could come out of the sand due to beach erosion here lately. So I mean, that's no, there won't be any, nothing there.
The results, if it's approved, any other questions, Mr. Bender, at this point? All right, thank you, Mr. Bender. Are there other public comments on this matter? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Palmer.
I have friends who are forced to use those NOAA leaders, and they aren't very happy with them. They said their catch has been cut down by 2/3 because of the rope leaders, and I most certainly would not wish that upon anybody who doesn't have to live with it. With that being said, I would make a motion to give Mr. Bender all three nets. Number three, though, contingent upon not only the letter from the father, but the actual turning in of the licenses to the state.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Schick. Comments on the motion? Ready to vote? All those in favor of the motion to approve the three nets, further contingent upon Mr. Edward H. Bender submitting and relinquishing his actual license to the commission, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries unanimously. Good luck, Mr. Bender. If you could have your father mail his license to us, that would take care of the matter. That'd be fine. Thank you.